Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Good evening, cupcakes, and welcome along to the long-awaited episode 68. Welcome to 68. Welcome to... Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 68. Good evening, cupcakes, and welcome along to episode 68, the long-awaited return of Ready Player 2. We are coming to you at the end of a momentous week that marks 2016's EGX, which we will not be speaking about because none of us attended.
Finger on the pulse.
I'm sure it was extremely exciting for everybody who was there and decided to queue for 2.5 hours per game, but unfortunately none of us partook in the gorgeous queuing that was this year's EGX. So instead, we're going to talk about the marvellous games that we've been playing and the things that we've seen in the news recently. I did ask on Twitter if anybody had any bombshells from EGX that they wanted us to talk about on the podcast.
Did anyone actually tweet you?
No. Nobody. Apparently, everybody was underwhelmed. So there we go. So here we are, and we've been playing stuff. Now, we did record an episode 68 that has become one of our more recent lost episodes. So hopefully this one is actually going to see the light of day. Hello, everybody. We've got with us today Mr. Rossifer Bellbag making his triumphant return.
Evening. Are you sure you're not having a stroke?
I'm not sure what's going on with me tonight.
Can you smell toast?
Rossifer Bellbag.
I smell antelope. And we also have Lewis.
The joy that is.
The joy that is, Mr. Lewis Kong. And I'm Rich, and I am apparently incapable of speech tonight, so good luck, everybody. Mm-hmm. We have no Lee tonight, we have no L. Hopefully we're going to be seeing both of them very soon. But we're here, we're feeling good, aren't we?
Yes.
Yep.
Lewis had to think about that for a minute.
No, I was just thinking whether we actually wanted to see Lee again.
I was going to say, one of those over the other. I'm more
How very dare you. What we've been playing, exciting things.
No.
Oh.
I've been playing mobile games.
So onto the news. Well, last time we spoke, we'd actually played some games that were reasonably on the pulse of the gaming industry, games that had only just come out. But that was weeks ago now.
That was you.
So true to form, what did you play weeks ago, Lewis?
Well, this isn't weeks ago, this is more recently, so...
No way.
I've forgotten about those. They're long
Oh,
gone.
Right, okay.
Actually, this is relatively on the pulse. Unbox.
Yes,
this is
right on the pulse. So you've got a copy of this and you've been playing. This only came out like a week ago, didn't it?
Yeah, week, 2 weeks, I don't know. It came out at the beginning of September, I think. So Andrew from Unbox, full disclosure, sent us some codes for the game, and it's good fun. There's not a lot else I can say about it. It is just good fun to play.
Like, I haven't actually played Unbox yet. They didn't add a multiplayer mode in the end, as they said they weren't going to, did they? An online multiplayer mode.
Yeah.
So this is very much kind of co-op gaming, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely couch gaming, but yeah, it's excellent. The music in it is brilliant. It's like being at a Caribbean barbecue.
In which you are a cardboard box.
In which you are a cardboard box.
I've been to so many of those, I couldn't even tell you. So this is the game that we saw at last year's EGX. This is the game that we gave Indie Game of the Show, didn't we, last year?
Yes.
And we were really taken by this. We went back to them a few times, and we actually had...
Andrew Bennison.
Andrew. We had Andrew on the podcast. Yeah, we had a special little unbox podcast with Andrew. And he's a lovely bloke. And they seemed like, genuinely, all of them were really, really nice people. And the game had come in leaps and bounds and looks gorgeous. Does it still look just as good as it did when we played it back at EGX?
Yeah, very much so. Even better, in fact. It's just... I think it's difficult to not make a game look beautiful in Unreal Engine 4, but this is just... I don't know. It just looks beautiful. So nice.
They took on this... I don't even know if it was a challenge, but they basically went, right, what we essentially want to do is make a really gorgeous-looking game that has got kind of tones of Mario 64. I don't know if that's what they went for, but that seems to be what they got.
Yeah.
Mario 64, Banjo-Kazooie, it kind of feels like that, but you're a cardboard box. it just seems ridiculous.
Self-delivering cardboard box.
Yeah. So you're a self-delivering cardboard box, and the whole unbox mechanism is when you jump, you kind of turd out a smaller box at the bottom of you, and it makes it propels you to even greater heights while the poor little shit that you just got rid of is presumably plummeting to its doom. So in essence, it's exactly the way that that Royal Mail work. What they do is they get a big package, and as they're going along, they just scatter them. So what you end up getting is in no way, shape or form reminiscent of what it was you actually ordered in the first place.
Is this Yodel the game?
I was going to say, to be fair, that sounds more like Yodel than...
Guys, my Hermes, we could go on.
Yeah.
It still looks... I haven't played this yet. I haven't played it since it was released. Woe is me. I'm going to have to get on it and give it a go. So is it one of these things where it's good fun and nice to play on your own, but really it's a game that you want to sit down on a couch with people and play together?
Yeah, for the modes that we played at EGX, obviously they are the kind of... I think that's the bread and butter of the game, and then you've got the single player mode, which I don't want to say it was an afterthought, but it ties it all together really nicely.
Well, do you know what's weird, though? When we got to EGX... See, I thought that, because when we were playing the multiplayer at EGX, it was great fun. It had us all giggling along, and that was why we went back a couple of times, because we thought it was really good fun. But actually, they told us at 2015 EGX that originally the game was only single player, and they'd only just added the multiplayer modes for EGX.
Yeah.
But yeah, that became the big draw for it.
Well, I mean, with games like Gang Beasts and some other games that escaped me at the moment, I think couch gaming is coming back, which is why modes like that are so popular, because people want to sit and play games with their friends.
Well, so this, right, Unbox is on Steam at the moment, came out on the 5th of September, you're very right, it's $11.99, it is... kind of mental, but they've added loads and loads of stuff into it from what I can see, and that you can, it's got all the physics stuff, but you can drive, I don't know, do you drive the cars or do you just kind of sit in them and they roll along?
No, you drive them.
You drive them, and it's got like balloons that lift you up in the air, and you can go all over the island and fire rockets, and it's just a little bit crazy, but it looks gorgeous with it as well.
Yeah.
It's got very positive reviews on Steam at the moment, which looks like it's very justified.
And there is a free demo available.
Have they done a free demo?
Nice.
And the soundtrack. Oh my god, I'm downloading that.
See, these are a group of people who know what gamers want.
Yeah, good guys.
This is the thing. Have a demo.
Well, yeah.
Have a demo, and people will decide whether or not they want to buy the game.
Mm.
Anyway, so I think what we need to do, if possible, is all give this a bit of a go. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this with the kids. Because I've got Steam streaming set up on my TV now, so I can play multiplayer games with the kids. Doesn't always work, because Xbox pads are almost the size of some of my children. so they can't... But that just means that I'm going to win. So that's also fine. Ross, have you been playing anything recently?
I've been playing a fair bit of stuff, yeah. I'm going to start with the...
Wait, stop. Wait. Is it new? And does it have balls in it?
I'm going to leave that till last.
Okay.
I'm going to start with Shellshock Live, which is a Steam game that's been on my wish list for a long time, and it came on sale a few weeks back. I got it for about £3 something, I think. It is really good fun.
Is it really?
There's a single player mode.
I'm pretty sure that's £3 more than I wanted to pay for it.
Yeah, is it better than the browser version?
Yes, Lee told me you guys had some issues with the browser version. It's much better than the browser version.
Yeah, the issues being that it was pap.
Yeah, the full game is really good fun. It's basically Worms, but with tanks.
Yeah, But there's been quite a few of these games, hasn't there? There's been quite a few kind of Worms with Tanks multiplayer games.
Yeah. This, you level up, you unlock new weapons. The more you hit with the weapons, they upgrade to different versions of those weapons, things like that. I've got a weapon called the Chicken Fling, where you throw chicken drumsticks at people. There's a Cat Fling, where you fire cats out at people.
Is there an antelope fling?
Are all the weapons just animal-based? Animal abuse.
I mean, that's hopefully a DLC pack coming in the future, but no, there are standard weapons as well. But yeah, it's really good fun. There is a single-player mode that kind of is a bit boring because you're just on your own against the AI. But all the fun's to be had in the multiplayer. There's like 2-on-2, 4-on-4, or there's 1-on-7 where you make yourself a juggernaut and 7 other people are trying to kill you every round, which is very good fun.
If you can promise me that this isn't pants, I might get it.
But I promise you it isn't.
When you told us about it, we went off and went, oh, I'm not so sure about that. And then we discovered that there was a browser version of the game, which is where it all started. So we went, oh, let's just play that because we don't have to pay for it. Now, there's a reason that the browser-based version of this game is free.
Exactly, yeah.
Because it's just a bit turd, if I'm being honest.
Next time it comes on sale, it's definitely worth picking up. If it's like £3 something, it's definitely worth it. I'll buy it for you all, and you will all
play it.
Well,
if you're going to buy it for me, I'll play it, Ross.
Not a full price, but yeah, it's definitely worth the sale price. Because it's basically a good, quick 10-15 minute game that you can play, have a little bit of fun, and jump off.
See, your history of games that you've got for us, as much as I firmly appreciate everything that you do for us and trying to get us on games, they either frustrate the hell out of us to the point that we never play them again. Or we look at them and go, we're not paying for that, and then play a browser-based version of it and it's rubbish.
Yeah, true. This is much better than a browser, I promise you. It is. Okay, it's got very positive overall reviews from almost 4,000 on Steam.
Well, Steam reviewers are never wrong.
Well, yeah, that's the... It's not
To be fair, it's only $4.99 normally, or $14.99 for a 4-pack, so...
Yeah, it's cross-platform. I don't even know it's on another platform, but fair enough.
It's not that I don't believe you, Ross, but it still looks rubbish. I really want to play it. But
yeah, you have to play it.
I'll give it a go. I will give it a go.
It doesn't look massively entertaining, because it's just literally tanks on a map.
Firing things at people, a la Worms, without any of the funny voices, or amazing, crazy, over-the-top weapons.
You get to throw cats at people.
Oh my word.
I can do that.
No, you're not allowed to do that anymore. We've discussed this. You're banned. You've been banned from that. All right, look, I'm going to talk about a game that I played. And at the time that I spoke about this originally on the podcast, this was a game that had literally just come out. In fact, I'm pretty sure that it had come out 2 days before I started talking about it on the podcast. And nobody heard this, but I waxed lyrical about this particular game, and I was saying how fantastic it was and how a load of the reviews that I'd seen were completely unjust. Since then, I finished it.
It's like
change of mind. I kind of get what they were talking about. So this is Deus Ex Mankind Divided, which at the time that we're doing this podcast has got overall mixed reviews on Steam. I loved Human Revolution. I thought that Human Revolution was an absolutely fantastic game. If you weren't into Human Revolution, then there's just no way you're going to be into this game. So there's no point trying. It is essentially the same formula. The storyline is very good. The graphics are great. That's the first thing. The graphics are brilliant. The storyline's really good. The way that it moves and the upgrade system and everything in it is really good. But there's a load of problems with it. And I feel kind of bad saying this, but the entire thing's set in Prague. And part of this is the same problem that I had with Age of Ultron, Avengers Age of Ultron, where it feels like they're fed up of just railing over Western countries and America and the UK and all the big ones, right? And they just make up some fucking country in the middle of nowhere and decide to rag on that instead. And the problem is it feels so disconnected from... I mean, obviously it isn't, because not everybody lives in the United States or the UK. But it feels so disconnected from anything that could ever actually happen over here that it just doesn't feel real. And I know it's not supposed to, because it's...
It's a video game.
Yeah, it's androids and cyborgs walking around and stuff like that. But they've tried really, really hard to create this kind of air of racism, where you've got all these people who have been augmented and they didn't have a choice in it, because they've obviously, been amputated or whatever. And instead of just getting a rubbish prosthetic, they've gone off and got something amazing that could potentially make you fly or fire rockets or something like that. And now,
So, why would you go, I've lost an arm? Like, instead of just having a robot arm, why would you go, Stick a couple of Sidewinders in there as well.
Do you know what I mean? A couple of Tomahawks and I'm your man.
Just in case.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. The thing is, because after the events of the first game, if you haven't played it, you wouldn't know, but at the end of, not the first game, but at the end of Human Revolution, spoilers, there's these chips that's in everybody who's got an augment. Even if you've got a fucking augmented little finger or something like that, I don't really understand the mechanism behind it, but you've got this chip in your face. And at the end of the first game, this evil nasty bastard who's got a maniacal laugh flicks this switch that somehow magically makes absolutely every person who's ever been augmented in the entire world go thoroughly fucking berserk and wail on everybody. So now, everybody hates augmented people. And people have tried to say, oh, but, you know, some evil maniacal guy flipped a master switch and made us all go evil. Instead, somehow the world just believes that it was a coordinated attack by every single augmented person in the entire world who somehow has got each other's Gmail accounts and decided that at the exact same time, on the exact same day, they were all just going to start wailing on each other, including their own kids and stuff.
Like a really angry flash mob.
Yeah!
It sounds like really, the plot to Kingsman.
It's over the top.
It pretty much does.
But it's... So it's got that, and everybody hates orgs, and they've all been corralled into these, like, org-only cities that are basically gigantic slums, and it's just... they're abused on the streets, and nobody likes them, and it's just all a bit shit and bleak and not very nice. And in steps Adam Jensen, possibly the baddest of all asses that's ever worn... Well, in fact, I would say he's worn augments. He is actually about 95% augment at this point. I'm pretty sure he's just a head and a portion of torso that's still human.
He's a very manicured beard.
And he essentially just wanders around and rails the fuck out of everybody. and somehow has got this amazing green card to walk around the whole of Prague, where all these pleats are stopping people who have got so much as an augmented left nutsack. And he's walking around like this fucking human-shaped tank. But they're just like, yeah, cool, man, that's all good. You just keep going.
To be fair, I'd be alright with someone who had a couple of fucking sidewinders instead of a dick.
Why? Why would that be okay? It's like, sorry, man, I'm not into that. Sidewinders. Oh, fuck me, I'm bending over now.
That's right, don't worry. Yeah.
It's, The whole game is fantastic. If you enjoyed the previous game, it is great. This is one of the only games that I play stealth by choice, and I love it. I think it's fantastic. But I'm one of these evil people who could never stream this game because absolutely everything that I do of any consequence, I save just before I do it. And if it goes wrong, I load again and do it all over again. So this was Deus Ex reloading save games for me.
Anti-streamer.
There's loads and loads of stuff that you can do to make yourself aggressive, or you can go stealthy. There's loads of conversation options, and you can affect things in the game, which ultimately, at the end of the game, feels utterly fruitless because you just get basically a choice of, like, three endings or something.
Hey, Mass Effect.
Yeah, there are ways to get better or worse endings and stuff like that, but it's just... It all feels fucking pointless. you're essentially looking... There's no two ways about it, right? Whatever you do in this game, you're going to end up feeling like curried shit at the end of it, because there is no good way to come out of this. Basically, the world is in the shitter. You're a bloke that's walking around shooting people, because somehow that's a good way of fishing people out of the shitter. There's a load of other people. I mean, the main storyline, the most nefarious thing that happens in the entire game is the train station gets blown up. Now, don't get me wrong, that's a really nasty thing to happen, but I'm fairly sure they copped about five people and that was the end of it. So the entire game is about you investigating the fact that these five dudes got blown up during this train station thing. I had killed more people during this game than died in the fucking train station. And that includes civilians and people who just got on my nerves, so I decided to nut them and push the wrong button and slice their head off or something. It's good. It commits the cardinal sin. The fucking cardinal sin that makes me so angry, in that the game ends on a cliffhanger. And it's not even a proper cliffhanger. It's a, right, we've resolved this particular part of the game, and then Adam Jensen walks up all surly and husky and goes, but there's still more of them out there. We need to
more
be
more of
ready.
Who? And then it ends. People or
there's this like great big conspiracy behind everything that you think that you get quite excited that you're going to unravel it, but actually you kill, you know, random Lieutenant Number 4, and then the game ends. And it's just, and random lieutenant number four is such a fucking dunce that I just hid in an air vent and shot him in the face until he died. He's got all these amazing abilities and he kept jumping at me. And for a game that I played completely in stealth mode, he runs at you like this fucking, he's like a fucking 28 foot brick, built like 24 brick shit houses sellotaped together, Russian dude. And I'm just, I played the entire game by avoiding people. And he runs at you, and I'm just like, well, that's fucking me out then, isn't it? What the fuck am I going to do? As it turns out, I just hid in an air vent, and he just wanders around outside the air vent going, where are you? And every time he walks past, I shoot him in the face. And he goes, I'll get you! And then waits for a minute, and then goes, where are you? And carries on walking around. Like, well, good job on the AI. But yeah, it was just, it is an excellent game. Poor choices on the storyline that felt shoehorned in. Like they were really, really going for the Oscar nomination. Everybody's in a bad way. Everybody's being persecuted. People are being put into like weird, shonky concentration style camps. Boo fucking who. And I just couldn't find myself caring. I just frankly couldn't give a shit. And about halfway through the game, you're supposed to be helping these people who are maybe the good guys, but you're not sure if they're the good guys. And frankly, I just hated everybody so much. And I was just like, do you know what? Fuck the lot of you. And I just started screwing my way through absolutely everything and doing whatever the hell I wanted. So the upside to the game is you can do that. You don't have to align yourself with one side or the other. You can basically ignore all of the fuck nuggets and do whatever the hell you want. So that's a good thing. But pretty much everybody in the game is inherently unlikable. So there we go. That's Deus Ex Mankind Divided. It is a great game. Don't let me put you off too much. Because
just don't play it all the way through to the end.
Well, look, I did sink 40-something hours into this. I'm not even sure anymore. Let me just check on my Steam. 49 hours I sunk into this game. Now, that is not bad. Considering most people say you've got 20 hours in this thing, Max, I did as much as I possibly could. So sunk 49 hours into it, which for the amount that I paid on cdkeys.com, which I think was about 26 quid, is an excellent amount of time to get out of the game. Yeah. And I didn't get bored. I didn't feel like, fuck it, I can't be bothered to play this anymore. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the experience all the way through. I couldn't play it again. After Human Revolution, I played through again with a different playstyle. I don't think I could do that with this because I already know all the people that I don't like and I don't like them. So, that's it. It's good. If you enjoyed the first game, you'll enjoy this one. If you didn't really enjoy the first game that much, or if you're looking for something that's a little bit more combat oriented or something a bit different, it's not that.
Right.
There you go. That's a really long and rambling average game review. Right, sorry about that. Lewis, what else have you been playing?
So, I said it like at the beginning, I've been mostly playing mobile games recently. I played a few. One's called Eden that I downloaded just because it says, because you played Fallout Shelter, try this. It's nothing like Fallout Shelter, but it's kind of like Settlers or Goddess. It has the same sort of art style to Goddess, but you start off with about 15 survivors, and you just have to do stuff to survive, build stuff, cut down trees, collect water, that kind of jazz. It's all right. It is a freemium game, but they don't kind of force it down your throat. It looks quite nice, I think. It's kind of not a companion game, but it's based on a Channel 4 TV show. I'm not sure what TV show.
Oh, Eden.
Yeah,
it's a Channel 4 TV
show. Oh, is it called
show.
Eden?
Yeah, it's a Channel 4 TV show.
Oh, right. If you've seen that, then it's a similar premise to that. But you control the people that you're looking after. So,
well, Eden's a load of nonsense.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, if you've not seen it, basically, I think it's Scotland or something. They've just taken like 20-odd people and gone, right, we're going to dump you in the middle of Scotland or wherever they are, center nowhere, and you have to be there and you have to survive for a year. So they're filming this entire thing over a year. How will they survive? How will they group together? And they turn up and you're watching the first episode. These people have got fucking everything. They've been given like a year's supply of food. I don't know how they could possibly not survive. Anyway, I'm sure the game's better than that.
No, not really.
No. Well done.
It's all right to play if you're... It's a toilet game.
Like most mobile games.
Yeah, pretty much.
Its lifespan is as long as it takes your prolapsed anus to recede.
Exactly.
Mm-mm. Okay. Ross, have you got another game that hasn't got balls in it?
Well, there are balls in it, but not the kind that you're thinking about.
Oh, wait, what are we talking about?
Well, maybe you are thinking about. I've got the Telltale Batman to talk about.
Yeah, Batballs.
Episodes 1 and 2, they're very good. They suffer from the same Telltale problem, though, that they're glitchy as fuck, and they not crash as such, but freeze for ages, and then try and play catch-up with themselves. The storyline's really good. It's quite well voice acted, and they're more action orientated than previous Telltale games, obviously because it's Batman. The actual Batman parts of the game are good fun. The Bruce Wayne story is interesting.
Okay.
In zero bunny ears. But yeah, it's not bad. It's better than The Walking Dead, because that got very boring quite quickly, I think.
See, I didn't play to the end of the season 2 of Walking Dead. I quite enjoyed what
I got bored.
All right, I quite enjoyed what I've played, but I didn't carry on with it. So does it have the voice actors from the other Batman games, like the Arkham games?
I have a feeling it has Mark, what's his face? Luke Skywalker.
Yep. / the Joker. Him.
Mark Hamill.
That's him. Mark Hamill.
Troy Baker plays Batman.
That's it. He's a proper voice actor, isn't he? Does all sorts of video games.
He's in pretty much every game ever.
Yeah, he's the new Nolan North. It's really, that side of it is really good. And it's basically the same thing. You get a question comes up, you have four possible answers, people will remember what you say, and that affects your story. But I'm enjoying it. I streamed the first one, and there's quite a lot of people watching, and quite a lot of interaction and questions about it. I'll probably stream the episode 2 sometime soon on the Ready Player 2 channel. It's good. For what you pay for each episode, they're worth it. They're good. Two and a half hours worth.
Is it leaning more towards the detective side? Because there's this whole Batman World's Greatest Detective thing, which you don't get in a lot of the games.
Yes, there's in the first episode, there's a huge detective section where you go to a warehouse and Falcone's men have destroyed 15... policemen, SWAT team members, and you have to kind of figure out how they've done it, and you have to link together the clues that you use your detective mode to find. It's a bit more tricky than the old Arkham detective mode, where you just walk around the entire game in it and you see everything you need to see.
I've got to speak about that in a minute as well.
But no, it's good fun. If you got a bit bored of Walking Dead, and it's more like The Wolf Among Us than it is Walking Dead.
Okay.
Does it suffer with the same issues as a lot of the Telltale games? Where I know that you're not at the end, but a lot of Telltale games suffer from none of the choices that you make really affect.
You don't
the
feel
end
like
it's
an actual consequence.
Yeah.
Because I've only finished the first one so far. I'm not sure, but I don't know how much they can adjust the story. Like, I'm looking at the Wikipedia page now, and it gives you basically two things, two choices, and I think they're the main ones that affect the story in the first episode.
See, I really like the idea that you could just be a dick to Alfred for ages, and it'll come up and go, Alfred will remember that. And then, like, right at the end of the second season, he just, like, murders you in your sleep or something. It's like, fuck you, Bruce. Years I've been helping you, and this is the thanks I get.
I like it.
Yeah, that was brilliant. Let's do that. I should write for Telltale Games. All right, okay. I don't think I want to play this. There is just 8 years ago, back when The Walking Dead first came out, the first Telltale game that we...
Is that when it first came out?
What?
How many...
Years and years.
Did you say 8 years ago? Oh, I thought you said
I don't think it's 8 years. Years and years ago, anyway. A long time ago now, when the first... Well, it's not the first Telltale point-and-click adventure game, but certainly the one that kicked off the popularity was Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And we went, wow, point-and-click adventure games. Yeah. There's basically been none of these. You know, you've had Sam and Max and a couple of other things, but this is the time for their heyday to come back, isn't it? This is what we want. And now I'm just kind of thinking, fuck, give it a rest. Jesus.
In four years... They've done Walking Dead, Wolf Among Us, Walking Dead Season 2, Tales from the Borderlands, Game of Thrones, Minecraft Story Mode, Walking Dead Mission Stories, and now Batman.
It's like they've gone, well, fuck it, we know people are going to get bored of this eventually. Let's just get as much out as we possibly
can.
Let's
flood the market with them.
I saw what happened to Discworld. Let's just quickly... I'm just not interested.
I'll stream episode 2 and just
I'll have a gander. I've gone off. It's not that I've necessarily gone off Telltale stuff. Well, I think I kind of have gone off Telltale stuff a little bit.
There's not enough variety between.
No, exactly. It's all very samey. It's all The Walking Dead with Batman in it, or The Walking Dead with
yeah. That's the problem. They kind of suffer from the same issue as Lego games.
Yes,
they're effectively the same game, but with a different skin
with a different brooding protagonist.
Yeah. they've pushed this a little bit more with the detective mode and the more action as orientated Batman side of it, but it's not enough.
Is it still the weird cell shaded, we can't actually do graphics, this is what you're going to get kind of thing?
Yeah.
Right, okay. See, that's the other thing. Do you know what I mean? It's like, come on, push the boat out. You've got to be rolling the money by now, surely.
Yeah, they need to update this engine because I'm fairly certain I saw Coleman say they're still using the same engine from The Walking Dead season one.
It's only been 4 years.
Still, though.
It's not like they've had a lot of time.
That work that's been through.
I like the idea that they reuse models from the other games as well. So, like, at one point, you'll be Batman walking past a zombie in a crowd or some dude from Game of Thrones or something is just knocking around there. I'm going to segue smoothly from you playing the Batman Telltale game into me playing Arkham Knight.
Ooh.
Oh. So
I love this game.
Not put off by the horrible scare stories of how bad this was on PC. With my new PC, I got it on PC. And not only did
I get it on release day, so you're fine.
Well, not only did I decide I was going to play this on PC and whack everything up to monumentally high, I also decided that not content with doing that on my PC, I was going to stream it through Steam streaming to my television. Just got a little micro shitty underpowered Intel graphics card PC in it. And it works beautifully. Didn't skip a beat. It was literally like playing it on a console. So that part of it's fine. I didn't have any of the glitches or any of the problems that people had on release day. I mean, good grief, they've had long enough to fix them, so you would hope that it's all sorted out by now. Couple of weird pops and problems, but they were mostly to do with Steam streaming rather than the actual game itself. But to the game. You said you really liked this, and that put me in a little bit of a false sense of security, I've got to be honest. Because I thought that the reason it had got such a bad rep was because it was technically underwhelming. Actually, the technical side of things was absolutely fine. It was the gameplay that I found boring as bollocks. But
can I classify that? I like it, the bits where you're not sat in the fucking Batmobile.
The entire game is Batmobile. They've literally just added buildings to get you out of the fucking thing. But it's just, you can zoom around using the Batarang. Now, right. There is a core problem with this game. Whoever wrote everything about this game is a complete fucking idiot. Because, essentially, I get to a point... I've driven around in the Batmobile a little bit, and it goes into that kind of cool tank mode where you get in the Batmobile, it goes into tank mode, and then a load of trucks drive up to you and then just stop moving so you can conveniently blast them all. And you drive around in the
Batmobile. Rinse and repeat.
They've got this rich, really detailed outside area. And you've got cardboard boxes flying all over the place and really cool rain effects. And the whole place looks really detailed. The problem is, while you can get out of the Batmobile and run around, I found myself so overwhelmed with everything that's going on. I'm just like, fuck it, I cannot be bothered. I can't, there's nothing here. There's nothing to do for all of its like really great textures and everything. There's just nothing here. So you get in the Batmobile and you blast along. So I drive along in the Batmobile. I get to this place and it goes, I can't get in. Alfred, can you send me the fucking bat grapple or something like that? So now for starters, why did you leave the house without the bat grapple? Right? You knew you were going to need it, but no, off you fucked, sans bat grapple.
Surely in a Batmobile that big, you must be able to fit, like, more than the average shopping.
But the other thing is there's a hole, there's a convenient hole in the front of it for this bat grapple. So anyway, he gets to this building, he goes, I can't get in. I'm going to need to use the bat grapple to pull down some fucking signs and stuff so the Batmobile can drive over everything. But Alfred sent me the bat grapple. So I shit you not, the fucking bat plane comes in. And drops off the bat grapple. And I'm just like, get in a fucking bat plane. Just flying. Why are you fucking around with the car when you could just get in the plane?
It seemed really tacked on because the stuff you do in it with the car that you did in the previous games just as Batman.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you essentially drive this entire Batmobile all across the roof of this building just so you can plug it in to this wall thing so it makes magical power go out of the Batmobile and turn this thing on.
Again, like Ross said, I'm pretty sure that there is, in one of the previous games, there is
a gun that did that.
Yeah.
A tool. I think it's like a taser.
Yeah, that just turns shit. I carry around a couple of AAA batteries. Got to be easier than trying to fucking scale a building with a Batmobile. Good grief. And then...
That's about as far as I got.
You, well, see, I got when past I played that, it. And you get to another bit, and it's just... There's a... And bearing in mind, at this point, I've kicked 7 bells of bollocks out of about fucking 500 people. And then you get to this building, and he goes, there's 3 people in this building. I don't know if I can take them. And it's just like, yeah, come on, Bruce, seriously. You just kicked the shit out of a load of people there. It's no problem. And he goes, Alfred. Oh, no, it's not Alfred at this point. It's fucking... What's his face?
Oracle?
No, not the Oracle. It's the fella that makes all of this stuff. Morgan Freeman.
Fox.
Yeah, it's Morgan. I can't get in and kill these people that I've just killed 50,000 of them. I'm going to need the Super Bat Suit. And he's like, not the Super Bat Suit. Yes, the Super Bat Suit. So he sends the fucking bat plane in again, which incidentally... No, it's the drop pod. He sends his drop pod in, which apparently none of the guys that are in the building directly next to where it lands here. Right. And then...
Lands with quite a crash.
And then presumably he gets naked in front of this pod and puts on this bigger, more badass bat suit. And at this point, I'm just thinking, Bruce, what are you doing? Why did you leave the house in this state? You know, there is so much kit you just left. Were you drunk when you left? What's going on? So he puts on this fucking super bat suit, and then he climbs in this grate, and then he pops up and goes, ha-ha! And I literally pushed 3 buttons, and all 3 blokes went, bleh, and they're dead on the floor. I could have done that anyway. It's just... I'm sure it gets better. But it was just, it takes away the personality of the Batman games. It takes away the sneaky combat, the jumping around. It shoehorns in the Batmobile, and then it has to come up with excuses for you to get out of the Batmobile. And every time it does that, I'm just like, no, why would I do that? The entire city is swarming with turds. Let's just stay in the Batmobile. Which conveniently has got these awesome baby seats that pop out of the back of it, so every time you find somebody who needs saving, including Poison Ivy, who basically right at the beginning of the game just walks up and goes, sorry, I left the house in my pants, you better arrest me. She does nothing. She does absolutely, she just swans up and goes, got my pants on, Bruce, better arrest me. And then that's it. That's all she does. And then he arrests her and then off she pops. And that's, she might come back a little bit later on, but I hope so, because she was the most interesting thing in the game so far, because she was essentially wearing nothing. And then I stopped playing it. This guy turns up who looks kind of like Batman, who does these kind of like, oh, you know who I am. And Bruce is like, I don't know who you are. You know who I am. I don't know who you are. And then that's the end of it. And I presume he's... I can't remember what the dude's called from the...
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Like Azrael or Azazel or whoever the fuck he's called, the dude that becomes Batman for a short period of time.
Spoilers, no, it's not.
Oh, is it not? Okay, anyway. No. He's a Batman wannabe. He looks kind of like Batman, but he's got it.
It's Jason Todd.
It's, yeah.
Oh, is it? I did say. I wonder if it's one of the Robins.
Yeah.
Because essentially he's a bit of a shit.
There's not that many characters in the Batman universe that it could have been, and it was more than likely going to be one of the Robins. So
yeah. Well, 50 of the fuckers. And then at one point, all this bollocks is going down, and I get a phone call from Robin, who is now Nightwing or somebody, and goes, "Oh no, I think he's Robin at the time." And he goes, "Bruce, do you need any help?" Now, bearing in mind that the entire city is fucked, and I mean fucked with a capital F, and he goes, "Nah."
Right.
And I'm just like, "What the fuck are you doing? You've just had fucking 2 different twat satchels airdrop you in a load of bollocks because you're clearly incapable of dealing with anything. Ask for a bit of help." But yeah, so look, that was my experience with Batman Arkham Knight. Absolutely nothing to do with all of the horrible problems and bugs that plagued the game when it was released, and more to do with the horrible problems and bugs in the storyline and the writing that aren't going to go away, regardless of how long it's been released.
No.
There you go. I feel like I'm really ragging on games tonight. I feel like every time I open my mouth, I'm like, I've got this other game that I've played that's reasonably kind of new for me, i.e. it was released within the last 3 years. And here are all the reasons that I think that it's shit. Lewis, do you want to counterbalance this with something that you actually liked?
Well,
this doesn't sound good.
A couple of, again, more mobile games. So one of them is Futurama Game of Drones. Essentially, okay. It's a Kinect 4 game.
Really?
Oh, right. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
So they got a Game of Thrones shoehorn in and just made it Kinect 4.
Well, no, it's Futurama. So it's you basically have to connect 4 drones to do something, to make a delivery, I think.
Okay.
Or a certain number of drones to make a delivery. Apparently there is a storyline that goes with it, but you can turn that off.
How can you have it? You can turn off the storyline. That's what they did in Batman.
It's an enjoyable game if you liked Candy Crush or any of those sorts of things. But
yeah.
It's essentially a Kinect 4 game. Do you play against other people online or is it just against an AI?
No, it's not like Kinect 4 the game. It's
it's a single player thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, okay.
Like Bejeweled.
I was going to say, because if I was playing against...
Yeah.
If I can't imagine, but if I played Kinect 4 against somebody online and lost, I think I might quit the internet. I don't think I could handle that.
No, not like Kinect 4 the tabletop game. Like, join for, like, Bejeweled.
Like a Bejeweled style thing. Sorry, I get you now. I get you now.
Yeah, and the other one was Animation Throwdown, which I was kind of dubious about, but actually it's pretty good. It's a card game, which I wasn't expecting. So you use characters from Futurama, American Dad, Family Guy, Bob's Burgers, and is it King of the Hill? I can't remember what the name of the cartoon is. I think it's King of the Hill.
There is a cartoon called King of the Hill.
Yes, it is. Looking at it's King of the Hill.
And you basically have to collect cards and work your way through like you would do the story mode of Hearthstone. But all of the cards are based on characters from these 5 TV shows or these 5 cartoons. You can fuse cards together to make a better card. It's actually quite enjoyable. It's not too difficult and it's fairly simplistic in the kind of the card gameplay. But, it's a freemium game. So you can buy stuff. You have to wait for your turns to reload to be able to move forward through the story. But otherwise, if you enjoy card games, it's pretty decent.
Again, do you play against other people online on this? Or is this just a single-player type game?
You can. There is it's called Arena Mode, so you can play against other players. I haven't got that far yet because of how shit I am at Hearthstone against other people. So I've just been playing it on my own or single-player at the moment. So, yeah, it's decent enough.
Looks nice. Absolutely looking at screenshots.
Absolutely kills your battery.
No.
That's pretty much every Android game ever, though.
Yeah.
I can't play games on my phone anymore because I need my phone. So I start playing something and I'm just like, this is kind of cool, and 5 minutes later I'm just like, where did all my battery go? I'm not playing you anymore. Uninstall. My kids are the worst though, because they install all kinds of random bollocks that then, unbeknownst to me, sits in the background doing stuff and my battery disappears and I'm just like, what the hell is going on? And I open up like my battery meter and it says Princess Makeup Studio has used 50% of your battery. And I'm just like, I remember installing that. I'm not saying that I didn't, but I don't remember installing that.
Blame the kids.
Yep, that's what I do. That's how I roll. Ross, have you got any other games that you want to talk about?
NBA.
So no.
2K17's here, chaps.
Is this a new NBA game?
It is indeed, yes. It came out 2 weeks ago, I think.
Okay.
I resisted for a week, but then I had to buy it.
God, I'm amazed at how long you managed to stave off the urges to buy this game. So is it in any platforms made all other NBA games completely obsolete?
Yes, it's the best one I've ever played. The story mode, you'd ask me last year because there's a story mode. There's another story mode this year. It's very good. It's got, you know, the actor Michael B. Jordan?
Nope.
Guy that played Johnny Storm in the new Fantastic Four.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that played Creed.
Oh, yeah.
God, that was a terrible movie.
Yeah, he's really good in Creed. Just think of him in that.
Yeah,
He's like, he's in the story mode. He's one of your teammates. He's been scanned into the game and he looks perfect. His voice acting is really good and the story mode is quite fun. It's like your career, basically. You play through it and you have to make decisions on endorsements and just stuff like that, hanging out with your teammates or showing up for sponsorship dates, going to practice, all that sort of gubbins. It's got all the other usual modes, like my team, which is like ultimate team in FIFA, which is massive with the kids. I never play it, but
massive with the kids.
Yeah, we're all about ultimate team rubbish. And of course, it's got the you can buy coins to upgrade your player.
Which,
yeah, they've had that in every game for the past 10 years.
This was a thing with FIFA. I remember people were saying about buying coins to like buy players or upgrade players or something like that.
Mm. If you're good, you don't need them. You just play on harder difficulty, and you get given more points for being more coins for being better in the game.
Have you played it online yet?
Yes, I played one game against my old podcasting mate Eric from
If you play against somebody that you know, did you already know that you could beat him?
No, well, we've played against each other in previous years and it's kind of been a 50-50 split on who wins, so.
Right, okay, have you good played one, against random people that you don't know yet?
No, why would I do that?
That's the truth. That's a competitive sports game, playing against other people on the internet. How very dare you.
I just play against the AI on the second to hardest difficulty. That's more than enough fun for me.
In the spirit of playing games with you online, Ross, I might get myself an NBA game. I can guarantee you it won't be this one.
I've got one in my Steam library. I think it might be 2K15.
All right, I'll get a cheap one.
Yeah.
I will buy a cheap ball game, but that's about as far as I will stretch. This one's basketball, is that right?
Basketball, yeah. They're the best looking sports games there are, and the commentary is incredible. Like I mentioned about Madden, they have like almost weekly updates that reference things that have happened in the real sport, like gets put into the game each week. So that's really cool.
So they have like little news bites from the from the commentators while they're talking about the game that you're currently playing.
Yes,
that's pretty good.
See, I really like that. I think that's a pretty cool feature.
No, I think that's.
I
nice
didn't realize
touch.
They did that in this. I know you said about them doing it in.
It's the new Madden game.
Madden game.
Yeah.
I like the idea of that because I think the commentary is quite important, especially if you're not playing with friends. If you're a bit of a saddo like Ross and you're just kind of sat there playing on your own against the AI, having some kind of false human interaction is probably quite important.
No, it's good. It's definitely upgrading last year's one. And yeah, if you like that sort of thing, then it's well worth picking up.
What are you playing on? Xbox One?
Yeah, Xbox One, yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow, we spoke about a ball game and me and Lewis got involved. Did you? Are you proud of us? We actually tried.
I am.
We put in effort and everything.
It's only taken 3 years.
I've tried playing some sports games. I'm pretty sure I tried playing Madden. I played Madden. I played FIFA. I played about 5 minutes of NBA 2K15 or 16.
Yeah,
because it was a free.
It was a free one,
accident.
Wasn't it? On PlayStation.
Yeah, on the PlayStation Plus. And I suck at all of them, so.
So
I'm happy. Well, yeah, pretty much. Even down to the WWE games. I'm just crap at those as well.
See, I have to abstain from most sport-related games unless there is a mode in it by which you can rocket boost because you've got a car or murder everybody on the opposite team so that you win. Because the actual sports part of it, I'm not very good at.
Oh, have you seen Rocket League, the new update?
Yes, yes.
Underwater map.
That's mental.
Yeah.
It's super mental. Good, right, look, I've got other games that I want to talk about, among which is Rainbow Six Siege. But you know what, I'm not going to fucking bother, because we've been speaking about games for ages, and I'm pretty sure that I've already ragged on a couple of games, so I don't think we need another one. I might save that for another time. So we're going to have a very quick break, unless somebody else has got something else that they would like to talk about, and we will go and talk about the news. Is that okay with everybody?
The news!
The news! That's the news jingle. Has anybody got any other games that they want to talk about before we move on?
Nope.
Nah.
Lovely. We will take a very short break and we'll be back post-haste. Turns out there's no news, so here's the highlights. No Man's Sky is shit, and maybe there might be another Bulletstorm game. Possibly. So now we're going to play a game. Go! Right, we're back. Apparently, we are about to be subjected to another incredibly shonky game designed by Mr. Ross of the Bellbag. Now, he has assured us that this has been tried and tested on a different podcast that we haven't listened to, so we're not entirely sure that he's telling the truth. However, we're going to try it anyway. Apparently, this game is also, lo and behold, somewhat related to video games, which was a shocker to everybody when he told us. So we're going to attempt this, we're going to see how it works, and possibly cut it out completely if it fails horribly. Ross, do you want to explain the game and what's going on?
Yes. You've just had an hour and a half of video games. You don't need much more of that.
No!
This is a game called Wiki Races, where Lewis and Rich will compete against each other to get from point A to point B on Wikipedia in as few mouse clicks as possible.
Okay.
So I'll give you your starting point and I'll give you your ending point. I need you to tell me how many clicks it takes you to get from A to B.
Okay, this sounds pretty good. Now, what are we going to do? Are we going to alternate clicks, or is one of us going to run through and then another one going to run through?
I think you can both do it on your own, but like at the same time.
And then you're going to trust us to be honest with you how many clicks we used?
Yes.
Wow, this is going to go
really
well.
This doesn't work if you're not honest. I've done them myself, so I know how many it took me.
Okay.
So if you say one, you're a liar.
Two! It took two. Okay, fine. Hit us up with the first one.
So, open up your Wikipedia page, and people at home can play along with this as well, see if they can beat Richard Lewis. And type in Luigi.
Luigi. Oh, it's game-related.
Mario's brother.
Okay. Luigi. I'm there.
Okay, we're all on Luigi. Game, video game, character, I think it says, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Fictional character from the Mario franchise. Okay, that's point A. Point B, slightly less video game related, is the Quentin Tarantino film Django Unchained.
What?
Right.
There's no time limit, but obviously...
Well, that's good. I'll see you tomorrow.
Obviously, lots of help from Lee here to make this listenable.
Yeah. So we like some antelope noises to intersperse. Was it antelope or wildebeest? I can't remember now.
So there you go.
Word.
You've
How
got
am
your
I
going
to get
points.
From this to Django Unchained?
Yeah. I can give you clues along the way.
What's the first clue?
Do you want it?
Well, look, the first trick of any game like this in Wikipedia is to get to Samuel L. Jackson. If you can get to Samuel L. Jackson, you can get anywhere.
Everything is from that.
No, it's fine.
Oh. What do you mean, no, it's fine? I haven't even clicked on anything yet.
So what was your first click, Lewis? What do you think?
Oh, hang on.
John Leguizamo.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, he went to an actor. That was a smart thing to do, wasn't it? Oh, no. I was searching for the word slavery, but it's not in there.
So Lewis
pretty
has
sure
gone
Django
from...
didn't have a ghost hoover either, so that's not fair.
So Lewis has gone from Luigi to John Leguizamo.
Well, I'm not allowed to click on that now, am I?
You can. You can follow him if you want. But he might be wrong.
I'm going to take a risk.
Okay.
I'm going to click on Cannonball Run.
Okay.
Is this a bad idea? Okay. Cannonball Run. How the hell is there a link to Cannonball Run on the Luigi Wikipedia page? Okay. Right, surely somebody from Cannonball Run has got to be related to... Do you know what? I've forgotten the fella's name. In Django Unchained. This isn't helpful. Am I allowed to go to the Django Unchained page and work backwards?
No, that's cheating.
Oh, and meet in the middle. Oh, is that not fair? That's exactly what Lewis is doing right now. You know it.
No. Properly.
What's the guy's name? It's not Fox. Is it Fox?
Yeah, I can tell you that. Jamie Foxx, yeah. He's,
Jamie Foxx.
He's Django. Where are you going next? What are you thinking, Lewis?
I don't know. Jackie Chan was never in Cannonball Run. Are you kidding? Jackie Chan was in Cannonball Run. Has Jamie Foxx been in a film with Jackie Chan? I can do this.
Roger Moore, Jackie Chan, Farrah Fawcett, Dean Martin. What a cast. Burt Reynolds.
I don't know where to go from here. I'm thoroughly lost. I was better at Luigi. I should have clicked on Princess Peach. I think I might have been closer.
Right. I've just clicked on Empire.
Okay.
Which I think was probably a bad move.
I have a feeling that yours is a tactical. I'm trying to think of other films that Jamie Foxx has been in, and I've just remembered
How else are you going
to... If I can get to Tom Cruise, I'm pretty sure I can do it.
Who else is in Django Unchained?
This is a film, not the TV series.
I'm not seeing anyone here that I can click on. This isn't fair. There's a link here for sex appeal, which I'm very tempted to click on anyway.
Right, okay, I'm going to go back.
Okay.
Do you reckon I can get there from Burt Reynolds?
Possibly. He must have been in a film. You can get everywhere from Burt Reynolds. From Django.
No, right, I'm going to go with Jackie Chan. I'm going with Jackie Chan. I'm doing it. Second click is Jackie Chan.
So Lewis, you've gone back to John Leguizamo,
Yeah, I've gone back to John Leguizamo, and now I'm on M. Night Shyamalan.
Okay.
Shyamalan.
How did you get to Shyamalan Ding Dong from there?
I went back to whatever it's called.
I need to know what other films Jamie Foxx has been in, and I can't think of any. Who else was in Django Unchained? Everybody was in it, weren't they?
He was in Ray.
Surely Jackie Chan's been in the film with Samuel L. Jackson.
I can give you your first major clue if you want.
Go on, clue me up. No, do we want a clue? Hang on, Lewis, do you want a clue?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, you need to be on the John Leguizamo page for this.
Whoa. Hang on a minute. What about the Cannonball Run page or the Jackie Chan page?
You've gone off on your own way. If you want to find your way there, that's fine. The clue is on John Leguizamo's page. Think Capulets and Montagues.
Right, Romeo
and
Juliet.
Oh, son of a fuckhole. He was never in that film, was he?
Yeah, he was Tybalt.
How the hell do you know that?
Because I've seen it more than once.
Great film.
This isn't fair.
I studied it. I did a comparison between the Baz Luhrmann version, the book, and this version.
Ooh, Cannes Film Festival.
This should be fairly easy now.
For him? I'll have to go back 4 months to get there now.
Right, I'm
sticking with
Romeo
Jackie Chan.
Juliet.
Yep.
I know how you can do it from there.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, I know how you can do it.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yep.
And then he was in wherever it is, Django Unchained.
There you go.
12.
Shit.
Django Unchained. There we go.
Do you reckon I can get there from Dragon Ball?
So
that should have took you 4. That's how
John Leguizamo. And then I went to... Oh, shit, what did I click? M. Night Shyamalan.
Yep, then back.
And then back.
So you've done it in 5, because I'm counting.
Then back, then Romeo and Juliet, then Leo, then Django.
Yeah, so 5 for Lewis. Rich, you went deeper into the hole, didn't you?
Deeper into the hole?
Cannonball Run and like, Jackie Chan.
I'm somewhere in China now, I don't know what's going on. How can I get from Jackie Chan? I've got to be able to get from Jackie Chan. Yeah, I'm not going back, motherfucker. Sylvester Stallone. I've got to be able to get there from Sylvester Stallone.
Let's play along with you. Cut all this out, Lee.
Chris Tucker? No, but you can't get anywhere from Chris Tucker. The only place you get to from Chris Tucker is no career. Kung Fu Panda? No. Dustin Hoffman, Jack Black, Angelina Jolie? She must have been married to that fella at some point.
You can go Kung Fu Panda, Jack Black. Jack Black was in Tropic Thunder with Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise must have been in the film.
How on earth do you know that? Tom Cruise was in a film with Jamie Foxx called...
I can't remember what it was called.
He was an assassin and Jamie Foxx had to drive him around for ages.
Yeah. Oh, Collateral.
Collateral. But that's too many clicks, so I'm not going to do that.
I'm pretty sure that's the best you're going to be able to do.
I'm pretty sure that you're right.
Yeah. Lewis wins round one. Do you want another one?
No. He hasn't won yet. I can be able to do it.
How many clicks have you done already?
You
mean Cannonball Run, Jackie Chan.
I've only done 2.
Okay, where are you now?
Cannonball Run and Jackie Chan. I'm at Jackie Chan. Right. I haven't clicked on anything yet because I've got fear. There's too many links on the Jackie Chan page. The problem is as well, Burt Reynolds is here. He followed me.
Jack. No, Jackie Chan, not Jack Reynolds. Jackie.
I'm tempted to go for Sylvester Stallone because I'm pretty sure that I'll be able to get to somewhere from there.
Okay.
Yeah, but you thought that about Jackie Chan.
Yes, all right, but it was a bit of a shot in the dark. Who the fuck thought clicking on John Leguizamo was going to get you anywhere? He was only in one bloody film, I thought.
No, he was Luigi in Mario. And he's at least four or five characters in The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Trying to think of what else. Who else was in Django Unchained? This isn't fair.
Tarantino.
I'm
going
to do this. No, I can't get anywhere from Jackie Chan. He was a dead end. Jackie Chan was a dead end. Right.
He was.
Sod it. I'm going to go to Sylvester Stallone.
Okay.
I'm there.
Three clicks.
His picture's ugly. Right, I'm on three clicks.
Yeah.
Got to be able to get to Samuel L. Jackson from here. No, I can't! What? What the bollocks? Hang on. Can I get to... Can I just search for Django and James? Oh, I think I'm going to have to tank out of this one, boys. I've fucked it up.
Yeah.
I've really fucked this. I'm not going to lie. I think I've done myself in.
Yeah, I think Lewis wins round one.
Oh, son of a bitch. Okay.
Let's have one more.
Go on, then.
Okay, your starting point is Nathan Fillion.
Oh, you can get to anywhere from Nathan Fillion. Unless you mean...
Apart from the second season of...
Apart from the second season of Firefly. All right.
And your ending point is Tyrion Lannister. I don't watch Game of Thrones. Is that how you spell it? Say it.
Oh, man. He's the short fella, isn't he?
Yeah.
So,
Nathan Fillion, chaps. That's your start point.
What?
The Lannister chap is your last one.
Okay. Destiny.
Yes. Lewis is straight in there.
He went straight for...
Dinklage.
Whoa. What?
Oh, my God. He's done it.
And Game of Thrones.
What?
Tyrion Lannister. Three clicks.
Yep, you've been blown out of the water there, Rich.
What? I'm not going to be able to beat that.
No, you can't, because that's three. a minimal amount of clicks.
Yeah.
How do you know that's a minimum amount of clicks, Lewis?
Because, well...
That's have you got some kind of Wikipedia page up cheating this for you?
Wikispedia. Yeah. Trademark that.
No, let me have a look and I can explain it.
No, I completely understand. I didn't see Destiny there, and I know Peter Dinklage is in Destiny, and you're stupid.
I didn't realise Nathan Fillion was in it, to be honest.
The voice of God.
I can do it in two.
Go on then.
I've got absolutely no idea how. Give me a minute. No, I can't.
No.
I can't do anything.
Do you want another one, or should we kill this?
Unless I can find a film that Peter Dinklage was in, Nathan Fillion was also in, but I'm pretty sure that I can't.
That's tough, yeah.
Was Peter Dinklage ever in Gravity Falls? Nope, I'm out. It was worth a shot, but a waste of a click.
Do you want another one, or are we good?
Well, let's do one more, because obviously Lewis is cheating, and I want to see whether he manages to cheat on the next one.
Okay, your final one then.
Hang on, I need to get Wiki back up.
You need to get Wikipedia back up again.
No, I was trying to see if Peter Dinklage was in Gravity Falls, but...
No, he wasn't.
That's definitely the podcast title as well, Wikipedia. Alright, your final one. Your starting point is Sonic, as in the Hedgehog. And your ending point is your end point is the... Is it the Nokia N-Gage?
Fuck off. Seriously?
Yeah. I've got that one, or I've got one that ends in the NFL team, the Oakland Raiders.
No.
Right.
I don't know what games were on the N-Gage. This isn't going to work. Lewis is going to get there in half a click. You watch. Was there ever a Mario game on the N-Gage? I'm going to Mario as my first click.
Good luck.
As it turns out, that was a stupid move.
yes, it was.
But
you may be able to do it then.
I need to be able to get to the list of all consoles that have ever existed. Can I get there?
Fucking hell.
I'm going for it.
I can't get there from this. Stop, Gopkin. I'm done fucked up.
Right, I've just clicked Sonic Runners, which I think is a stupid idea, so I'm just going to go back.
Okay. See if I found one.
Right, I'm going to go for the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Okay.
Am I going to do that? That's possibly not a great idea.
I can give you your first two to get you moving.
Go on, before I go too far.
Yeah, before you take 10 clicks going back.
Before I get your to first... Sylvester Stallone or Jackie Chan and realise I'm fucked. Jackie Chan wants own an N-Gage.
Sonic's first appearance in a crossover title, and it's on his Wikipedia page under the heading Non-Sonic Games.
I've gone back. Non-Sonic Games. Ooh. Nah, that can't be that. Smash Brothers. Ooh, Olympic Games. Sega Superstars. I'm trying to look at the dates. None of these dates make any sense. Donkey Christmas.
If you want to feel like this is a paragraph, you've gone too far.
What the hell is Billy Hatcher and the Giant Egg? Fantasy Star Universe. There was nothing universe. Oh, I clicked on it by accident. That doesn't count. That doesn't count. I've gone back immediately. I didn't look at it.
All right, we'll give you that one.
None of the games that are listed there could have anything to do with the N-Gage.
But maybe one of the games listed there features a character in it that was in a game on the N-Gage, possibly.
Jesus, mother of fuck. What are you doing to me? It's got to be Donkey Kong or Billy Hatcher and the Giant Egg. But since Billy Hatcher and the Giant Egg sounds like a shitty porno, I think I might go with Donkey Kong.
Yeah, I'm going with Donkey Kong.
I'm going with Donkey Kong. Oh, you can get the Game Boy Advance from Donkey Kong, which is similar to the N-Gage. Does that count?
Did you both click on Donkey Kong Country 2?
Yeah.
I don't know. No. Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, good grief. Right, hang on. SPC 700 chip. Could be that. Silicon Graphics. What the fuck are we doing with our lives? Anglerfish. I don't know where I'm going to get to here. Cartwheeling. I was just thinking. I'm thinking I might go anglerfish. Swanky Kong. No.
This is my hardest one, by the way.
You're such a cunt. Rare founder. Rare. That is an entire games company. What's the bet that they made a game for the N-Gage?
It's not a bad shout.
It's probably a bad shout, isn't it? You are such a liar. There's a game rankings page. I wonder if game rankings lists every single game it ever reviewed.
Biggest Wikipedia page ever.
I don't know. I'm going to go with Rare. I clicked on it. Oh, it was a bad idea.
Oh, it's in a black hole. Of
oh, no. Oh, I made a horrible mistake.
Right, I've clicked on Virtual Console.
Okay. So, Lewis, you're on two clicks at the minute. Rich, you're on three.
What? Why am I on three?
Because you're further into the hole than Lewis.
Oh, because I clicked three times. I get it.
Yeah.
So, it turns out Rare never made a game on the N-Gage.
No.
I don't think that they ever had an N-Gage or saw an N-Gage or were in any way affiliated with N's or Gages. Shit. Mobile game studio flipping pixels.
Right, okay, so I've gone back a click.
You back to Sonic. Back to Donkey Kong.
Back to Donkey Kong.
I can't do anything.
Right, so I'm
going to have to go back. I've gone back to Donkey Kong.
And go back to Sonic as well, if I were you.
Oh, mother of fuck. I'm going back to Sonic.
Super Smash Bros. Brawl. That's quite a big
going to
clue.
Super Smash Bros. Brawl. Let follow me. Oh, shit. That's not fine. I went to Mario to start with. What?
You could have gone from there. Yeah.
Oh, I'm back on Diddy Kong. Oh, I don't want to do that. Super Smash Bros. Brawl. Click on it.
There you are.
N-Gage. That wasn't an N-Gage either. What are you leading me a merry chase for?
You're two steps away from the N-Gage. What characters in this game would have been on a game that was on the N-Gage?
Metal Gear.
Oh, Pokemon.
N-Gage.
Lewis has done it.
No, he hasn't. Stop lying.
Yes.
Yeah, he has.
You went backwards from N-Gage.
That wouldn't help me at all.
You went backwards from N-Gage. I can hear it in your voice. You cheated.
I'm not cheating.
I'm going to Konami.
In protest.
Fucking hell.
Lewis wins 3-0.
I can't get to N-Gage from Konami. This is a stupid game.
I'm not even fixed this one.
Hang on, wasn't... Yeah, so go to Metal Gear.
Metal Gear.
From Konami.
Platforms.
I could have gone to Metal Gear before I went to Konami, but I was trying to be petulant.
N-Gage is on the platforms, left on the right side.
Oh, bollocks. Cool, could have got there from Crash Bandicoot. I'm not entirely sure how I would have... Guitar Hero World Tour? On the N-Gage?
Metal Gear Solid Mobile.
Ah, Tetris. I bet I could have got to Tetris from Nintendo.
Probably. Yeah, you probably could.
Ah, bollocks.
Yeah, Game Boy, Tetris, N-Gage. Lewis wins 3-0.
This game's stupid. I don't like it anymore. This has been Ready Player 2, Episode 68. I'm leaving. Right then, thank you very much, everybody. We have been Ready Player 2. This has been Episode 68, Part 2. We're going to be back, hopefully, sooner than we were last time with a new episode, with more or different hosts on it than we had today, because scheduling is a fucking nightmare. Thank you very much for listening. I have been Rich. You can find me on Twitter at Zebwen, that's Zebwen. You can find my writey ramblings at richard-horsley.com. You can find Lewis at...
You can find me on Twitter at Louis_Kong, but don't friend me or message me.
You can find me here, but don't. don't even look. Don't even look for me.
Because I don't like people.
You can find Ross at...
RossBell1984. Feel free to message me. I love everybody. Not everyone. Most people. Some people.
Oh, what a lovely counterbalance. And you can find all of us at ReadyP2 on Twitter and at ReadyPlayer2, that's dwo.co.uk. You can also find us hosted at the lovely palaceofwisdom.co.uk, where you can find all of their fantastic ramblings and more frequent releases than we have. And you can also find us on Acast, where we release lovely little snippets of our podcast so that you can see how fantastic it is when we're not talking chaff for the other 2.5 hours. So thank you very much for paying attention. Thank you very much for listening. This has been Ready Player 2. Good night.
Goodbye. Good night. Just keep your audio from last time. Just add mine into it and see how weird it sounds.
We should have sent you the audio and had you try to replace me or something. That would have been amazing. I don't really understand how basketball works. I know that you got a bouncy board. I may take it to the other end and put it in the other people's nets, but that's about it.
So I've paid no attention to No Man's Sky. How are they misleading?
It's a shit game and they told everybody it was good.
Right, okay, fair enough.
That's the short version.
That's the short version. Evidently, Ross's mates are all dicks. What we need to do at some point is all record a podcast where we all just do our own stream. So I'll do my stream and act like I'm talking to somebody. Then send it to Lewis. Lewis has got to inject himself. Then we mix that together and send it to Ross. Ross has got to inject himself.
This is a great idea.
Asa.
I'm assuming that's Advertising Standards Agency.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that makes more sense than what I thought it was. The Antelope Standards Agency. That wouldn't make any sense.
Excuse me, sir, are you aware that your antelope is below standard?
We don't want any of those subpar antelopes around here.
Oh my goodness, it isn't. I'll take it to the antelope mechanic straight away.
If I can't remember it, it's boring anyway. You appear to have falsely advertised that antelope. You said that it had an exciting space combat in multiplayer, but in fact your antelope just appears to be sitting there and staring into space. He's brilliant. I don't know who the fuck he is, but he's absolutely... He should never be talking to the press. Ever. He's the CEO. Who let this guy talk to the press? We believe alpha for these games needs to be 1 year before release, he explained. We're trying to achieve that. I mean, that's super fucking blunt. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this. This goal we're going for, alpha 1 year before. More quality, more polish. So if it means biting the bullet and not having an Assassin's game or a Far Cry in 2017, then fuck it. Wow. So somebody from the... from the PR department probably needs to take him to one side and go, calm down, Vez. Calm down. Yeah,
quick, someone gag him.
This isn't an antelope at all. It's just a cow with some horns on.
I'm going to Google.
Oh, my God.
Antelope noses now.
Are antelope amazing? Come on, yeah. Stop being pussies. Give us a modern Assassin's Creed game and we'll all fucking play it.
But yeah, you've just got that in Watch Dogs.
Set in Egypt.
Some whale song.
I don't know what noises antelope make. They're probably not soothing.
Lovely.
I'm going to have to take a break a minute, presumably because Hannah's found a spider. One moment. Right then, good luck editing that, Lee.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.